The next day, Jane and I jumped and jumped. Each jump was perfect. Fantastic, cried Miss Lolly. Jane gave me all my treats. The jumps got higher. We worked hard. Jane gave me treats every day. I was proud of her. Early one morning, Jane groomed me for a long time. She polished my hooves. She braided my mane. She and Miss Lolly led me into the van. Where were we going? We got out in a big field. There were horses and ponies and trailers all around us. We were at a horse show. I saw lots of old friends. We whinnied and snuffled and pranced for each other. Then Jane rode me to the ring. Our first class was walk trot. Easy, I thought, but it wasn't easy for Jane. She held her crop upside down. She lost a stirrup. She dropped the reins. There were five of us in the class. We came in fifth. Next was walk trot canter. Jane can do this, I thought, but I was wrong. There were six in this class. We came in sixth. Trot rails were next. Miss Lolly patted Jane's shoulder. You and Patty can show off your jumping, she said. Good. I bought lots of treats. Jane looked unhappy. She whispered in Miss Lolly's ear. Really? Said Miss Lolly, frowning. You'd better have a talk with him. Jane led me away from the ring. Paddywhack, paddywhack, she said. I have something to tell you. I forgot your treats. What? My ears went back. I couldn't believe it. I know we had a deal, said Jane, but I messed up. She hung her head. I would blame you if you dumped me right in front of the judges, she said. Now there's an idea, I thought. Miss Lolly hurried over. The jumping class was starting. Jump the way you jumped the garden fence, begged Jane. Please, Patty. I am a pony with a good heart. I decided to help Jane. When the judge called, walk, I moved evenly so Jane could sit up tall. When she called trout, my trout was as smooth as a ribbon silk. Then came the cross rail. I pretended I was jumping the garden fence. Jane kept her head up and her heels down. We were perfect. Miss Lolly gave us a thumbs up. So did the judge. When we got home, Jane gave me more treats than I could count. Then she brushed me and kissed me and rubbed my nose. Paddywhack, she said, you are the best pony in the world. I will never ever forget your treats again. And she didn't. The end.